Here we are, energetic packages whose purpose and possibilities have barely been discovered. Ed Edwards' grandmother was a hands-on Christian healer, and it wasn't long before she realized Ed had similar gifts. Now, Ed is not only sharing his gifts in the realm of healing, but has also been diving into the scientific research realm. All proof we are making progress in realizing there is a whole lot more. I'm Robin Clare. Stay tuned. This is Tributaries. Ed, thank you so much for sharing your work with us here today on Tributaries.
Yeah, glad to be here.
I've read that your grandmother was the local healer when you grew up. And tell us about your earliest memories of familiarity with these energies and when you realized perhaps that it wasn't something experienced by most.
Yes, correct. My grandmother already was known as a Christian hands-on healer here in my community. And when I was born, I was like a problem birth. I would have had an older sister, and she died at birth, you know, a couple of years earlier. So when it came my time, my parents went off down to the city to a better hospital. I was born, kept there for a couple of weeks, then brought home. And my grandmother then started doing this form of her energy medicine with hands-on healing on me when I was 2 weeks old, and did it constantly till I was 3 years old. I mean, she did it on through my life, but she was very rigorous with it for my first 3 years there. And by doing so, my body came in tune with it, I guess. We used to play like patty cake games and things like that, and the energy, I could feel it. I mean, I was 2-3 years old and can remember like squeezing on an invisible ball or, you know, magnetic field. We played with it constantly, and as I grew up, I learned I could just do all kinds of things with it. And Grandma just kept reinforcing it, but she always said, this is the Holy Spirit energy coming through us. So she had me, you know, in that understanding as I grew up. And I just kept playing with it and playing with it. Once I got a little bit stronger, I could affect other people around me without touching them. And I was about 5-6 years old. In preschool is my first memory of just making all the other kids tingle like crazy. And the time I got in the second or third grade, somewhere around 8 or 9 years old, I learned how to manually reverse the polarity fields in my mind. At least that's what the doctors say I'm doing today that study me. Back then, I didn't know what it was. I just knew that I could do something, I could feel it, and I could feel the difference or the opposite effect when I made the changes in my mind. So I grew up playing with this. Didn't know really what it was, but I could push and pull people with it, you know, from across the room, kind of. But my biggest thing for memory of it is when I accidentally made about 20 people fart during silent prayer with it in church. And I said, whoa, did I do that? I mean, more than one farted at once down there. And so Sunday after Sunday, I would practice with it while I was in church during silent prayer. I'd just reverse and push on it a few times, see how many people I could get to fart in there. And that was really good feedback to a 9-10-year-old kid that was playing with something nobody else had.
Yes, it sounds perfect for a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was having a blast with it. I had two buddies that knew I could do stuff that's totally different from everybody else. So they were kind of always putting me up to stuff. So I would play with energy very mischievously all the way through high school and on out into life.
Yes.
But then I realized, afterwards, I had to be kind of quiet with it. A lot of people didn't understand it back then, and since I wasn't good enough to just totally repeat it every time, I would make myself look like a fool when I try to demonstrate it every now and then. That stuff, that, you know. So I just kind of quit doing that, just kept playing with it, playing with it. Then finally, in 1994, after searching all over, you know, many years before, I just quit searching because nobody out there had any answers to this stuff. You know, I was trying to find out, you know, what it's about, this, that. Nobody knew anything.
Yes,
so
excuse me.
I finally kind of quit.
Ed, I just wanted to ask you before we move into 1994, when did you realize there was a healing capability to this energy? Was that something your grandmother told you, or?
I watched my grandmother do it. They owned Edwards Studio here on North Main Street in Clayton. My grandparents started it in 1929. And the patrons around here that knew what Grandma would do, instead of coming in for photography, would come in for healings from her. She'd take burns out of people, brush out of babies, all kinds of things. She'd tell me, I'd watch it, and, you know, just kind of keep my eye on it. But I never did do the actual any healing with it until after I was in working with a scientist for about 8 or 10 years. So we did studies on this. All our original studies up there at the universities and everything was the studies of the energy, how the energy forms within the body, how it's controlled within the body, how the brain functions and changes and causes polarity changes, but we didn't do any studies on using the energy for healing. That's just, this healing has just come since about 2003. Or so, and I really started applying it in medical. Well, I was doing experiments with big groups of scientists and stuff where I would send pulses into the planet and they would pick it up on their special sensors and equipment scattered all over the world. Primarily, I worked with a group called ELFRAD, which was extremely low frequency research and development. They designed and built earthquake early alert systems. Systems that were measuring the electrical algorithms going through the planet at 2 points. But come to find out, when I would play with the energy, it was showing up on their equipment. And so they hooked up with Dr. Levingood and Dr. Getty back in 97, and we just started doing worldwide experiments with me sending the energy out, affecting all this electronic equipment worldwide.
Yes. Now, what happened? You were doing some experimentation since the 90s, as you mentioned, and then you said around the time of 9/11, 2001, you were.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, right after 9/11 hit, a couple of the big projects I was on, see, I was sending signals outside the boundaries of the United States. And so, your government or so. According to the scientists, Homeland Security came in to the lab, to the scientists, contacted them, and then met with them and told them to shut down that project, that aspect of the project where I was sending signals outside. They didn't understand what I was doing. It's just because of security reasons, they didn't want anything going on where something was they didn't know about was leaving the United States or so.
Yes.
And so that shut down a pretty nice project I was on. I can't go into real detail about it. We were doing some really way out there type experimentation. Nothing to do with healing, nothing to do with people.
Right. Well, let's stick a little bit with the healing for now before we move on and share some things that you've learned about the autonomic nervous system that doctors might not know or agree with. And of course, for everyone, the autonomic nervous system regulates heart rate, digestive system, respiratory rates, etc.
Well, they've learned, the doctors have learned, that when I apply the energy toward a person, especially someone in pain, hurting, got problems, that when I resonate this energy, it causes their nervous system to really become very active. It kind of cleans up all the circuitry in it and reconnects it to the higher brain function, so everything functions very smoothly and freely. No, I don't heal nobody. I haven't healed anybody in my life. I've taken tons of pain out of people, but it wasn't me taking it out. I started the healing mechanisms in the people's bodies, and they removed the pain. Instantly, almost, it seems, in some cases.
Yes. What do you experience with, for instance, the different organ systems? Do the energies in the different organ systems differ by function or perhaps because of their function?
Well, the neat thing, because of my energy, I don't have to need to know anything about that. All I do is connect in like jumper cables to your whole system, and then your body systems puts everything back into proper order and function. The energy has probably all the coded data built into it. All I've got to do is connect it.
Yes, and so naming a disease is not important to you with this healing work at all?
No. Nah. In fact, I'll do a demonstration in a few minutes where I'll send this energy out worldwide, and it can be accessed anytime in the future. That anybody listens to the show, especially if they're hurting, come back and listen to this little segment of the show and watch your pain go away or feel it go away.
Yes. So do you ever concern yourself what ultimately causes disease, or do you see patterns like emotional
patterns?
Yes,
with everybody I deal with, I try to find out, if I'm working one-on-one with them, I try to find out what is the cause. I don't want to get them all fixed up, feeling all better and everything, and then they go back out and destroy what I've done and everything. So I try to follow up with them enough, ask a few questions, and follow my intuitiveness on it and see if I can determine if it's a certain food or something they're eating that is causing the problem, or if it's their water they're drinking or so. Most of the times, it's something they're ingesting is causing most of their problems.
And I'm sure it would really run a full gamut of things, because everyone's an individual. And
I just apply the energy and scan them, but I don't diagnose or anything.
Sure.
I don't diagnose anything, but I just try to help them out. I try to find out where the possible problem is and offer suggestions for them to try to see if it makes changes.
Yes. Now, Ed, what is it like in your own personal experience with this? How does it affect your life as far as the nuts and bolts? I mean, do you sleep much? Do you sleep less than most people? Or
about 5.5-6 hours a night. I feel perfect. I'm tall, skinny. Of course, I don't eat any chicken, eggs, or milk. And I weigh within 2 pounds of what I weighed when I graduated high school in 1976. And I spent, I guess, a total of maybe $300 in my lifetime on antibiotics. And that's over 30, 40 years.
Do certain environments create problems for you? Is it difficult to be around crowds or lots of people?
Mm-mm. No, I have fun with them. I'll turn the energy on and everybody will start wiggling, looking around, and you know, and then I'll start playing with them, create gravity waves, start rocking people back and forth and stuff, you know. Have fun. I have a blast out at restaurants and things like that. I'll see people and stuff that are, you know, just up to no good or just being mischief, and I'll light them up across the room. You know, and everybody in my town knows what I can do. You know, and there's all my... I used to own a restaurant here. I own a photography gallery printing shop right in the middle of town that my grandparents started. And I know everybody that owns all the other businesses. And when I'm at different restaurants, they're all behind, "Hey, Ed, come over here. This is so-and-so from wherever. And show them what you do." I'll stand them up right in the middle of the restaurant and light them up like crazy. Have a blast with it.
Yeah. So you don't have any worries about using your energy and having it, you know, like intruding on someone's personal space or anything like that?
Mm-mm. No. God said they're destroying my planet up here. You open them up, wake them up.
All right. Well, Ed, it was a step, I'm sure, for you just to go from, you know, living in your town and certainly learning more and more about your own energy all the time. How did it come about that you actually stepped out and then started working with research scientists at universities?
Well, I've been in the small programs and always wanted to know, you know, and learn about it. So Dr. Levengood and Dr. Getty did the first study on me. Dr. Getty went on to form the Fibromyalgia Research Foundation. And, I just hooked up. I've always been into science and wanting to know and wanting to learn. You know, so I just did the small stuff. But you know, I came back home and run the studio, and my photography slow, and I was not getting much. I got introduced to the Ryan Research Center in 2008, and then we started studies there in the biophoton, the bioenergy lab, and with the random number generator. And then, like I said, last year in December, they called up Virginia, University of Virginia, told them what I could do. So I went by there and met with them and just flipped them out. So they had to go through the internal review board there. And we just got the okay 2 weeks ago to approve a new project there in the neurology department's EEG lab. So I'm just kind of stepping on out there with it.
Right. What is the project then?
We're going to study what happens into people when that are got problems like cancer and pains. They have brain mapping equipment. They have all the specialized sensors, so they're going to study people that already have medical conditions, get all the baselines and the data on, and then I'm going to step in and start applying the energy while I'm also wired up to their computers. They have this brain mapping equipment there. So we're going to study what my brain's doing, generating the energetic fields, and what's happening in the person that I'm applying it to. So I've been taking pain out of people. I mean, take it out of them quick since, you know, about 2003 or 4. I could have done it all my life, but I just never applied it to people.
Sure. Ed, I'm sure you're aware of empathetic or empath healers, and they take on people's pain when they take it away. Do you do any of that, or it just clears out?
Oh, it just clears out. It don't bother me a bit. I take a pain, yank it clean out of them, sometimes so fast it's in one breath of air, and they're totally pain-free. And it's gone.
What a gorgeous, gorgeous gift.
I just worked on a pancreatic cancer in a person that was brought to me a couple of nights ago and took their pain out in 3 minutes right here in my shop. 10 minutes later, I got flagged from a man and his wife in Greece, over in Greece, around on the other side of the planet. So they asked me to do it, so we jumped on Skype, and I took her pains out in 2 minutes also, and her on the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
Now, so it goes worldwide, and it's very effective.
Yes.
Just send pains and all back to the creator.
Sure. When, with all of the brain mapping, for instance, I just had a wonderful interview for the second time with Dr. Norman Doidge, and he's quite the reporter on the research with brain elasticity, the neuroplasticity that's going on. And so I can only imagine that the research we do with you is going to help this grow by leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole idea is for us to bring all these different research projects together, kind of, and share the information. No, because what I do, I've learned I can teach it to a degree.
Yes. Now, Ed, the phrase biointrinsic energy healing, is that a phrase that you have coined, or?
No, Dr. Levgood, Dr. John Getty coined that up for me. That's their terms for what I'm doing.
Yes.
So they called it the final thing, kind of. I mean, I let the scientists that are studying me call what it is. They're more, you know, political with what it is.
Sure, yes.
I'm just a country boy that knows how to use higher brain functions that can produce measurable energy that can make people go to grinning that are crying from pain.
Yes, I have a friend who does healing work as well, and he always just says, oh, I'm just a dumb farmer. So I made some business cards for him one time and with the initials DF after his name. And someone saw the card after they were helped by him, and they just assumed it meant Doctor of Faith.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Is there a place where your understanding has taken a detour from what science is understanding at the moment?
No, I wouldn't think so. I'm trying to bring everything I know and lay it out into science lab and let them make the proper analogies of it.
Yeah. I've heard, before we get on to you doing a session, I've heard you mention that there may be a higher purpose for your gift than healing. I don't know when you made that statement, and I'm wondering what you feel about that statement now.
Well, the planet's in bad shape, is what I'm feeling. And I don't know, I've had hinkings that I can do stuff a lot more than just, you know, working with people here. Of course, I know that by sending signals around the planet and stuff, but I believe it has a higher purpose. I'm not sure what exactly yet, but I have played around with things that I can't discuss right now.
Okay.
With certain scientific groups that dictate that I am able to cause things to happen out in space and stuff. So I can't go into any detail, but I don't know. If I'm able to do stuff like that, and I should be able to do all kind of crazy things.
Yeah. Now, how do you keep your connection to Source clear? You know, do you have any fears or worries that, you know, you could turn into a Dr. Jekyll or Hyde? And I'm sorry, I don't mean to make this sound bizarre, but science...
I've been given a mission.
I'm sorry?
I've been given a mission by Source. I've got a mission. This is this energy. I'm instructed what to do with it.
All right. It was just... Scientists sometimes make me nervous about it's actually not the science, but it's where other people will take science sometimes that is,
yeah,
a little crazy making, right?
I stand the scientists up across the room there. I try to get more than five or six of them at the same time, build an energy field up, and make them rock all over the place. They look at me funny then. I make them grin. I make them get hot. I'll break hot sweats out in them. Yeah.
What are you exploring about energies that aren't related to health and healing?
Just our connections with the universe. When I get, like I say, when I get on up here with Virginia, we'll be able to explore all kinds of things with the energy and how it expands outward and how it connects. I'm trying to keep it as much in the scientific lab as possible and then just help people with it out on the side.
Right. Well, it's nice to see that you're feeling quite secure in moving forward. And
oh, yeah.
You're not worried that you're going to have a million people knocking down your door for help or...
Did you ever see that movie Deliverance?
Yes. Many years ago.
I'm standing right here in the town they found that in. I got plenty of places to hit the woods. There ain't people.
Well, I hope you have a banjo to take along with you.
Yeah, and the boy that played it there sitting on the porch is a buddy of mine.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Ed, why don't we have you do your thing, and then maybe we'll have
sure.
a moment afterwards. So
okay.
Let me know what you'd like to do from here.
Okay, everybody out in the listening audience, and we know this is a pre-recorded show, but what I've learned to do is implant these energy signals in what the scientists call the quantum universe. I resonate with the quantum field. So right here in this moment, and if everybody out there in your listener audience would stand up for me, pull your feet fairly close together, let your hands hang down to your sides, and just beware of your balance. I'm going to start doing here something with energy that has a gravitational wave to it. I'm not going to say nothing much here. I'm just doing it right now, and I'm planting this signal in the quantum universe. Neat thing about the quantum universe, time does not control it. What I put in there now will be there forever. And then when you listen to the recorded part of this radio show here, that triggers your consciousness to lock into the quantum universe, and this energy will come right back at you from here, from this point in time. All right, I've got it going really good, and I can feel it, and I can feel people in the future already locking into it. That's the neat thing about it. Do a lot of little time experiments. There we go. And what you feel there, even if you're sitting, you'll feel the waves. Okay, now I'm going to set up a DC negative, straight DC negative, and this will pull most likely forwards on people. There's a strong DC negative. I'm cranking the average up more and more. The more I turn it up, the more it pulls. Okay, I let off of it. Now I'm reversing the polarity. Here's the DC positive. And also beware of the tingle in your fingers and your body's warming up. Plus, if any of you got any aches and pains by now, they should be tingling and warming up. Now I just reverse again and I'm pulling. The whole idea is for me to change the polarity fields from positive to negative and force it worldwide a few times. And everybody that is consciously aware are able to lock in with it. And it'll have a health benefit. It'll clean up their nervous system and cause everything to function properly. And what I'm doing right here, everybody should be doing. Well, not exactly this, but doing energy work. Everybody's got the capabilities to do what I'm doing. It's just that I was kept awake and grew up with it. Now the idea is for me to get a program started to teach children to be in tune with their energies. And if we get the kids to start doing this, then by the time they grow up and their brains develop, they'll be doing all kinds of things. Alrighty. Alright, I'll back that down and kind of shake it off, but that should light everybody up in the future pretty good. It blows the blocks out. See, if I work on you in person, I kind of put you like, I stand you up across the room, pull and push you a few times, and then I set you in a chair, put your feet up with your shoes still on, and I increase the electrical fields in my hands and keep them about 3 or 4 inches from your feet, and that's when people's mouths will drop wide open and break them out in a hot sweat, and I just run that energy back and forth and changing the polarities in my hands every other second, and it'll just make them tingle like crazy all up their bodies. I got to work last week, and I can't go into real details about it, but I got to work with children with cancer. And they were, I mean, the ones I got to, we were just pale as could be, hardly no life force left in them and stuff, all kind of IVs hooked up to them. And within 2 minutes of locking into them, the color started changing in the skin. They started getting rosy. They started coming to, energy coming up, you know, start smiling.
What is your desire right now, Ed, for people to take away from what they've heard in the interview today?
They need to, you know, wake up and learn that we are not what we've been taught we were. We are very advanced beings. We need to lock back in and become who we are.
Feels good to be part of this, doesn't it? Ed Edwards, that's eddedwards.com is where we can get in touch with Ed. And for any guest information, to listen to archives, share resources, and sign up for weekly programming, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. And for podcasting on iTunes, Tributaries Radio. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.